brought to you by Penguin.
My Name is Nobody by Matthew Richardson. Read by Colin Mace. Prologue. Istanbul, August 2016.
I know a secret, he says. A secret that changes everything.
Solomon Vine pulls out the rickety plastic chair and sits down on the opposite side of the table. The room is stark and empty. Dust clings to the walls.
That wasn't my question, Vine says, holding the man's gaze.
His voice is without color, bare of any emotion.
No, but it is my answer.
I don't want your secrets. I want names. There is an interruption as the door screeches open. Gabriel Wilde fills the space, offering a slight nod of apology. He pads across the concrete flooring and takes the chair on Vine's left. He slides over a manila folder. Vine doesn't look at it immediately, as if he has already memorized its contents. Instead, it sits there, free of any official marking or classification, anonymous and deniable. Vine lets a beat of silence fall. He needs to make the suspect hear the full, noiseless force of it. There is no one else here to save him. This isn't official embassy territory, softened by rules and edicts. There are no platoons of lawyers ready to ambush the interrogation. He is theirs, to do with what they will.
You don't understand,
the man says now. There is a spike of volume in his voice. He leans forwards, so his upper body weight pivots on his elbows. Despite the handcuffs, he fights for dexterity with his hands, prodding his index finger at the tabletop in rhythm with his voice.
What I know changes everything. Whatever you think you can do, you are mistaken.
Vine reaches for the file and brandishes it. He opens the cover and scans the first page. Mobile phone records show recent contact with 5 British citizens who have traveled to Syria, he says. We have evidence confirming the supply of fake passports and illegal arms. Her Majesty's government has an isolation cell prepared specially for your return home. With the material we have in this folder alone, you will be sent down for life. Write down the names of your contacts and we can talk. The man looks up, lips creasing into a smile. It is not a reflex, but a carefully calibrated action, the jaw wounded with amusement.
There will be no trial, no sentence, no cell, he says.
No one will save you, Dr. Youssef, says Vine. No one even knows you're here. You have disappeared off the face of the earth. You're lucky you ran into us before the Americans, though if you would like to be transferred, I'm sure that can be arranged. He shakes his head. This time the smile thickens into laughter.
One word from me, and they will let me go. Trust me, they will call.
Who will call? Says Gabriel Wilde, breaking his silence. He gets up from the chair and starts roaming the boxy parameters of the room.
The people who matter, says Ahmed Youssef. They always do. If they want my secret, they will pay the price. It is the terms of business, nothing more.
A secret that changes everything, says Wilde. He stops behind Youssef's chair and dips his voice to a whisper. It better be a bloody good one. A grass can never be too careful.
It's the best, says Youssef. They will call. You will see.
And if they don't? Youssef doesn't answer. He looks to the closed door. As if on cue, there is the flash of the alert light, a throb of red that upsets the blankness of the room. Vine feels the first cramp of unease as he gets up from the table and makes his way to the door. It is cool outside. There is another sound behind, and Vine turns to see Wilde following him down the long line of grey corridor to the control.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?